Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, June 1st, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, where he writes, "Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard, he says, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard." On this Monday, Jesus tells a story that is both simple and unsettling. A man plants a vineyard with care, every detail attended to, the hedge, the wine press, the tower. Then he entrusts it to tenants and goes away, expecting that in time the fruit will be returned. But when the servants came, they are rejected, beaten, shamed, even killed. Finally, the beloved son is sent, and he too is cast out. This is not merely a story about injustice. It is a revelation of the human heart in its resistance to God's patient love. The vineyard is not earned. It is given. Before there are tenants, there is a generous owner. Before there is responsibility, there is abundance. The vineyard stands as a symbol of everything entrusted to us, our lives, our vocations, our relationships, our very capacity to love and to know God. In contemplative prayer, we begin here, not with what we owe, but with what we have received. God has planted something beautiful in you, and not carelessly, with intention, with hope, with love. The tragedy of the tenants is not simply their violence, it is their forgetfulness. They begin to live as though the vineyard belongs to them, and it is not the quiet temptation in our own lives similar? To slowly forget that everything is gift, to cling to what was entrusted as if it were ours by right. We may not reject prophets violently, but we resist in quieter ways, ignoring the gentle promptings of grace, hardening our hearts to truth, closing ourselves to conversion. God sends servants into our lives constantly. Moments of clarity, people who speak truth, even suffering that invites us to deeper trust. And how often do we dismiss them? What is perhaps most astonishing is not the tenant's cruelty, but the owner's persistence. He keeps sending, again and again, and finally he sends his beloved son. This is the heart of the gospel. God does not give up on us, even when rejected, even when ignored. God continues to reach out. In Jesus, God steps directly into the vineyard of our lives, not as a distant owner, but as one willing to be rejected, to be cast out, to be crucified. Contemplatively, this is where we pause. God is not distant from your struggle, your resistance, your wounds. He enters them. He stands with them. He speaks from within your very life. The question this parable leaves us with is not abstract. What am I doing with the vineyard entrusted to me? Not perfectly, but honestly. Am I living in gratitude or in possession? Am I open to God's voice or quietly resisting it? Am I bearing fruit? Love, mercy, humility, or simply maintaining control? The kingdom of God is not taken from us in anger. It is lost through neglect, through refusal, through a heart that no longer recognizes the giver. And yet, even now, the Son stands before us, not accusing, but inviting. Today, perhaps we don't need to fix everything. We simply need to return, to stand again at the vineyard and remember, I did not plant this. It was given to me. And that awareness softens the heart. Let it awaken gratitude. Let it open us again to the one who still comes again and again, seeking fruit, not of perfection, but of love. Let us pray. O Lord of the vineyard, you have planted your life within me. Tend it with care, and entrust me with the gifts beyond my deserving. Yet I confess how easily I forget, how quickly I grasp, how often I resist your voice. Send your Son again into my heart today, not as judge, but as Savior. Break through my defenses with your gentle love. Teach me to receive, to trust, and to bear fruit. May my life return to you what you have given, a heart made humble, a spirit made open, and love made real. Amen. If you found a grace in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a portion from the gospel and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.